Hello and welcome to this WAP Doesn't Lie podcast, a show about COVID vaccine. Did you or are you going to get the vaccine? Call in and tell us. Now here's your host, Felix Andreoni.
All right. I like that applause. Listen, we got this weekend special going on, guys. All right. We want people to call in today and tell me, us. And we have Ann, co-host.
Hello. That's funny.
We want people to call in. Let us know if you got this vaccine or not. I understand that some people are getting sick from it. Some people are not. And right now, as we're speaking, I am looking online in the state I live in. And in Connecticut, it asks you these 1, 2, 3, 4 questions before you can go and get it. First of all, you have to be 65 and above. The first question is, do you have a history of severe reaction of anaphylaxis to vaccines? So in my case, I've been taking the flu shot for the past 10 years. So I'm assuming then that question would be no.
Interesting. Before we continue, I did not get a Podbean alert that this podcast is live.
Well, it's on.
Okay.
And question two. Have you been treated with antibody therapy for COVID-19 in the last 3 months? So my answer would be no.
Easier question.
Third question, have you had a vaccine, including flu shots, in the last 14 days? That's the third question for the state of Connecticut. I don't know about everyone else out there in different states. And then there's the fourth question. Have you been diagnosed with COVID-19 in the last 14 days? So those are the four questions that the state of Connecticut is asking people before. Now, if I checked off the boxes and said no, then they would take me to the next step, which is to set up an appointment. And I can go tomorrow, because I checked it to get the first dose.
So they're not backed up. They have plenty of capacity, huh?
Yeah.
Does it let you choose which kind of vaccine?
You could either get the Moderna on this site or the Pfizer.
You get to choose?
Yes. You get to choose. So, you know, my question to the people out there that received the shot, call in and let me know if you've got it, if you have any symptoms, and or call in and tell me you're not getting it. And I'm curious as to why not. I haven't received it yet. So you could call in at 203-517-6609.
And your phone's set up to accept calls.
Yes, it is.
Awesome.
It's ready to go. 203-517-6609. You know, sadly enough, a friend of mine, a very close friend of mine, just called me this morning and he tested positive for COVID. The symptoms he had were he was in bed for a couple of days shivering, almost like flu-like symptoms, but had no fever. So if he's listening, I wish him well. And it seems like to me that he's done, you know, he's through the initial phase of the COVID. We had someone on the Podbean app. Is yours up?
No.
You got to reload it then. Hi, it's K-A-P-Z. Caps. Am I pronouncing that correctly? Hi, Caps. Welcome. Eric's in the house. Caps in the house. Listen, guys, we're wondering, are you guys going to get the COVID vaccine? Or did you already have it? We want to know from the audience out there if they're getting it. Cap said, not sure. And why not? If you don't want to call in, that's okay. You could type it and I'll read it. Caps is from the UK. All right, United Kingdom. Is it available in the United? Yeah, it is scary times. It is very scary. Is it widely available? I'm in the state of Connecticut, and I just went on the website now. I read off. They ask you like four questions, and I could set up an appointment to go get the first shot because of my age. And right now in Connecticut, they're giving it from 65 years or older. I kind of don't believe you can create a vaccine in 10 months. And you know what? That it's funny that Caps is saying that because I feel the same way. This vaccine, and again, listen, people, I am not telling anyone not to get this shot. You have your own choice to make. And if it works, God bless you. You know, but the thing is, a vaccine that's made in a couple of months. And from what I read, I went on the Pfizer website and did a little research. And the Caps are saying Bill Gates said this in 2015. And it is weird. It is weird shit, believe me. And the thing is, it said the Pfizer vaccine was tested on 20,000 candidates. And they were only given the first shot. They were not given the second shot, which I don't understand why not. I guess they were in such a hurry to create this. Caps wrote, I know people who have died from the vaccine. And, you know, I feel the same way. I know people that were very sick and that the news media have suppressed it. I'm wondering, in the UK, are they reporting deaths from the vaccine? Is anyone reporting that? Is it in your news? But Capso also wrote, but still my mom and dad, I believe, has had it. So they have gotten the shot. And he said yes. So, you know, I know people, both sides, that have gotten it and have not received that bad of a blowback from the vaccine. In other words, they had aches and pains, but that's as far as it went. They had some flu-like symptoms. But Capsro, 3 months later, you have the second. And here in the United States, it's what, 21 days later. So you could get your first shot, and then 21 days later, you can get the second shot. You know, Caps, I've seen some videos. I've seen a video of a first responder. She was a nurse, and she received the second dose. And after the third day, her tongue started quivering in her mouth. And then all of a sudden, the rest of her body started quivering. And she went to a neurologist to ask what the hell is going on. And he could not help her at all. There was nothing he could do for her. And her body has not stopped shaking. And, you know, I feel sorry for her. I mean, because she's probably going to be that way for a long time until they figure out what the hell to do for this lady whose body is shaking uncontrollably. And I keep on trying to look online for any adverse effects that people may have had with the vaccine, but I can't, it's all minimal effects. And I know that's not true. And another question I have, which, you know, they haven't even tested it on children. You know, what is the long-term effects of this medicine? And again, I don't want people to get all crazy on me and tell me, you know, you shouldn't be doing this. Nick, hey, Nick, how's it going? Nick said, I saw a video with two other women who had the same symptoms. And I guess Nick must have saw this also like I did. And this woman was in pretty bad shape. Her shaking was nonstop. And then it showed another person, a male, and this guy was a doctor who had similar conditions to this lady. So in other words, you know, I'm eligible for the vaccine, but I have not gone to get it. Am I being extra careful when I go out? Sure I am. Wearing mask. I wash my hands as much as I can. Don't touch my face, my eyes, or nothing like that. You know, what upsets me also is I don't like the idea. First of all, I don't trust the government as far as I can throw them. I don't care what anybody says. You have Fauci on TV. And I remember when this first started, the COVID, he told everybody not to worry, don't even wear a mask. And then all of a sudden he changed his mind once COVID arrived in the US and he's telling everybody to wear a mask. And then at one point not to wear a mask. Now he wants people to wear two masks. I mean, what the hell is it? You know, what is it? Is it a mask good or not? I worked in nursing homes for over 30 years, and I believe even if you go in a hospital to get a procedure, if afterwards they come in your room, they have masks on. Of course, masks help. Another problem I have is, and I'm just putting this out there again, if you want to get the vaccine, do it. If it makes you feel better, if you think it's going to help you avoid COVID, get the vaccine.
Well, just to stop you there, you know, the way you started today's podcast is question number one in Connecticut in the U.S. is, are you allergic or you have allergic reaction? You know, how would people even know that they do or don't other than if they had gotten the flu shot in, you know, the past?
Well, it says, do you have a history of a severe reaction, anaphylactics to vaccines? So I'm assuming if you get the flu vaccine and you don't have a severe reaction, in other words, that this vaccine would not cause a severe reaction. Mm-hmm. But again, it's a different type of vaccine.
Right.
Different than the flu.
It has an RNA in it. Yeah.
You know, and the other thing I do not like is there's two injections. And maybe some people's bodies cannot handle it. You know, Nick wrote again, do you know that Dr. Fauci, while in Obama administration, gave 3.7 million to the Wuhan labs in China, where the vaccine seems to have been created? And that's another thing besides them not testing it on children. There's something sneaky about this whole thing. In my personal opinion, this vaccine was put out to get Trump out of office. That's my opinion. They couldn't do it any other way.
Well,
they couldn't do it the legal way.
How do you explain that it's a worldwide phenom, not just a U.S. thing?
Well, they don't. Well, you know, when people are evil and you don't like someone and you hate them, you'll do anything. People can be very evil, very evil. And another thing is, Eric wrote, if you are allergic to eggs, you can't get vaccinated. And Eric's correct on that because I read that also. Another thing I found out, it also said, if you're on blood thinners, and a lot of elderly people are on blood thinners, and It didn't say you can't get vaccinated. It said, please tell them. If you know, I don't like hearing things like that. When I went and got the flu shot, all the years I worked in nursing homes, no one said to me, are you on blood thinners, before they gave me the flu shot. It's crap.
Well, remember, this vaccine is different than all the others.
Caps wrote Wuhan lab was creating bullshit for years. And I believe that. That communist country is just a threat to the United States. And Caps also wrote there's mercury inside it. The vaccine. You know what, too? I'm just putting this out there again. You know, I want to keep on saying, if you want, I'm not telling you not to get this shot. You make your own determination. The thing that upsets me is I went online. What happened to all the people dying from heart disease? In the United States alone, on an average, 1.5 million people die every year from heart disease. And that percentage rate was steady. It went down dramatically. So did cancer, went down dramatically. People dying and deaths from the flu went down dramatically. And my theory is the reason is people that are dying in the hospitals and nursing homes and what have you, they're marking COVID down as the cause of death. They're not putting down heart disease, cancer, or the flu. They're just marking it as a death from COVID.
Well, that's because they get $3,800 for every death they can report.
It's wrong. Mm-hmm. It is wrong. And you know what the dangers are of suppressing your freedom of speech? This is a perfect example of it. Because let's say this vaccine is legitimate, and let's say the vaccine does work, mm-hmm. right?
Okay.
Now, when you're suppressing people's freedom of speech and you're lying about the deaths, people are not going to get the vaccine. They're not going to get it. Caps wrote, the majority of deaths are COVID, not flu, and the flu has disappeared in the UK. How weird is that? That could be contributed to people more aware of washing their hands and wearing masks. It could be. What Caps is talking about is the same thing in the U.S. The flu has dropped very low. And Caps wrote, most people don't want to go to the hospital, which is true. They don't. Nick from Facebook wrote, I have a photo of Obama and Fauci and Mrs. Bill Gates at the Wuhan lab in China in 2015. Now that's crazy, right? Nick also wrote, Gates, who is an, I can't pronounce that word, eugenist, seems to have been involved in the creation of the vaccine. Yeah, and who the hell would trust Bill Gates? You know, me and Bill Gates have something in common. Did you know that, Ann?
What is it that you have in common?
Me and Bill Gates have the same degree in doctoring of science. Because he has none. You know what I'm saying?
Gates is a eugenicist, yes.
He has none. This guy, I wouldn't. Would you trust Bill Gates?
No.
Not at all. Not at all.
He thinks he can save the world because he has so much money, I guess.
And, you know, Caps wrote, this is interesting because I've seen this in other hospitals that I know people that worked in. He put, my missus worked in a main hospital, was all empty, still mostly. It was empty.
Uh-huh.
You know.
Right.
And he put in, I'm no conspiracy theologist, but that's weird. Eric wrote, getting Trump out of the picture the way I see it, and I believe it. It was clearly a coup attempt, if not a successful coup. And I always said this from the beginning, that they could not get that man out legally. Legally, they couldn't get him out.
Mm-hmm.
So they decided to go illegal. Caps wrote, we could say they did it because we left the EU.
Sure.
And he also says many ways of looking at it.
Yes.
You still can't pull up Podbean on your phone?
I can pull up, but I just can't see the comments for some bizarre reason.
Why? That's odd.
I'm not sure. You know, I'm surprised in your four questions to schedule a test, they didn't ask you if you were pregnant.
No, I mean, I'm not, again, this is in Connecticut.
Right, because
it only asked four questions.
Pregnant people can't take the vaccine. And I'm surprised they didn't ask you about your immune system. You know, if you're in the middle of chemo or radiation as a cancer patient, you can't get the vaccine because your immune system is compromised.
Yeah.
So I'm surprised that those questions were not qualifying ones to have you make an appointment.
These were the four main questions.
Oh, I see.
To apply for it through the internet. And then once you get there, I read the sheet.
Right.
And that's more extensive.
Yeah, you have to sign a release, I'm sure.
Do you have a fever? Did you have a cold?
Okay.
You know, all stuff like that.
Understood.
But I wish somebody would call in that got the vaccine. I want to know how they feel. Nick from Facebook wrote, this virus was the perfect weapon, not a bullet fired or a bomb dropped. And how do you retaliate? You know, I think Trump really wanted to retaliate against China, especially when he started coming out saying, calling it the China virus, which it is. And there was nothing that man could do about it.
Oh, of course not. It's a
not when you're pandemic. Surrounded by people that want you out and that, you know, you're surrounded by people that are basically jealous of you. You know what I'm saying?
I don't know. That's it. I think he was starting to drain the swamp and they got all nervous because, you know, they were uncovered.
I don't know. It's not a good thing.
Well, while we're waiting for someone to call in who's had the vaccine or encouraging more comments on Podbean or Facebook, I can tell you the stories of a few people I know that have gotten both vaccines. A very dear friend of mine in her late 60s who has had lupus her entire life.
And how she feel
brutal,
after?
Brutal disease to manage as it is, right?
Yeah.
She's a radiologist of all things, and she got both vaccines and did quite fine.
Well, that's good.
Yeah. So, but again, she was very nervous to get them, and it turned out for her that there was no issue. Maybe because of her age, it's hard to say.
Eric wrote, don't know if people with diabetes and severe STDs can get the vaccine. And that's a good question, too. I think if anybody out there is worried, should talk to their doctor.
For sure.
You know, before that, because there are some people out there, you realize if you get a severe allergic reaction, they cannot take like Benadryl or, you know, like when people get a bee sting and they have a severe allergic reaction, their tongue swells up.
Right.
They get a shot of basically Benadryl.
That's right.
Some people can't take that. Nick from Facebook wrote like, Mitt Romney and others in their own camp. Exactly, Nick. That's how that went down. Old Mitt Romney turned out to be a traitor. And he still is one.
Well, I work for a high-end real estate firm. And a group of seven agents all over the age of 75 all went and got their shots together. That's
and
very cute.
Did anyone feel bad?
No, after the first shot, they all went out, for a coffee. So that obviously wasn't the problem. But after the second one, some of them felt kind of shitty for a day or two.
Yep.
You know, no fever, just not feeling like 100% like themselves.
Yeah.
But they went for moral support for each other and it, you know, worked to their advantage.
I think if this vaccine is legitimate and it does help people, which I hope it does. You know, because millions of people have got it already.
For sure.
I hope there's no long-term side effects where, you know, a year from now, they're going to be dropping dead left and right. Because it can happen.
I think from whatever I read there, there's, I guess, some discussion that it may cause infertility. But again, people in their 20s and 30s, you know, I'm generalizing, aren't getting the shot. They're not even eligible to get the shot unless they're a healthcare worker right now in the United States. So there feels like there may be more a study needed around people of childbearing age.
And they again
long term effects.
And again, they haven't tested this vaccine on any children.
Oh, well,
children. And that's my other concern, because if you're going to you know, vaccinate all the adults, the children can still carry the vaccine.
No, adults can still carry the vaccine.
What's to stop it? What's to stop it? And then I had another friend, thank God he's okay. He came down with COVID. Mm-hmm. And he again had a couple of days of chills, flu-like symptoms.
Yeah.
He went to the doctor a week after he tested positive. Then he went in the following week after. So now he's 2 weeks into the COVID positive test.
Yeah.
And he tested positive again. So he waited a month and went back, tested negative. And then his doctor withdrew blood from him another month later. So now it's 2 months after the initial positive test, right?
Yeah.
He had no antibodies.
Oh, interesting.
So is this vaccine going to be the same?
Well, that's maybe because he hadn't had the second shot yet. Isn't that the whole
No, no. He received no shot. He just He got COVID.
It's weird. Maybe the rapid test was a false positive or something.
Nick also wrote on Facebook, I heard the same about becoming infertile.
I think it's just something they need more study for. So if you're, you know, thinking of getting pregnant, don't.
Well, like everybody's saying, everyone I talked to, that this was produced too quickly. Eric wrote, I heard a story a few months ago of the UK journalists getting COVID vaccine, and one of them took their own lives when they felt like God's spirit disappeared from them. Wow, is that? And Eric wrote, that's very creepy. Wow. Well, you know what? Listen, I don't put it past this vaccine, because I heard similar stories I read online that people's mind became very unclear.
Yeah, cloudy, right.
Very cloudy, unclear, and their thought process was changed completely, you know?
Yeah, and then you have the long haulers. That's another whole discussion that the effects last for some people long after the 2 days are up.
Eric wrote, I heard about it on another podcast. You know, I'm just saying, I actually read a lot of stories about people's mind became... A lot of people use the word foggy.
Well, good. I can use that excuse if I get the vaccine.
I could go get it tomorrow, and I'm having second thoughts about it.
Well, here in the States, the Johnson & Johnson one is getting approved or on approval or whatever it is. And that's going to be a one shot with a lower effective rate. But I'm thinking I might wait and go for that one after a few million people have gotten it. Because one shot I can deal with,
And they're saying that that's only 68%.
Yeah.
68%. The thing is, I mean, again, that's put out. They actually tested, I read, less people than Pfizer or Moderna.
Well, you're using the same recipe, so what's the difference?
I think people are really playing with fire. That's my personal opinion. But again, you know, millions of people have gotten it. I just wish the government or somebody created some type of site for people who received the shot and they could write what they want on there.
Facebook.
You sure can't do it on Facebook.
To Nick's point, you can't do it on Facebook.
Well, Facebook already is censoring people. Anything you say, you could put anything you want down against Trump, I mean, against Biden, against the current administration, you'll be censored. Look, they already censored the former president. They censored while he was president. I mean, that's telling you right there, that's a sad situation. I'm going to pack up and move to the UK.
Don't they have Facebook in the UK?
Of course they got it. Mm-hmm. Caps. Hey, Caps, are they censoring you over there in the UK too? Or do you have some freedom of speech? Nick is writing, he's right. Facebook is censoring such info. Be careful. Do your homework. And he's absolutely right. It's strange because I notice a lot of my posts if I post something, and I'm also a good chef out there, guys. If you want to Google me, just Google "this WAP can cook."
Indeed.
And you can see all my videos on YouTube of me making different recipes. This WAP can cook. Just write that in YouTube. And there's a ton of Italian dishes that I make, and it's all on video. And don't forget that this WAP doesn't lie on Podbean. I want you guys to follow me. And whoever's listening out there today, please share my Podbean cast with someone. I'm getting close to my mark where I have a couple of thousand downloads. Oh, Eric wrote, "I found your tweet, your Twitter, this WAP can cook." Yeah. Eric, you got to check my videos out, my cooking videos. Go on YouTube, this WAP can cook, and you'll see a ton of my videos out there.
So maybe the message here is make a giant pot of chicken soup before you get your second shot and hunker down for a few days until you can feel better.
Well, maybe they should have just shot up everyone with chicken soup.
That might have been
a better thing.
That sounds like your next cooking show. Chicken soup for COVID.
I don't know. I hope not. I hope that's not the case.
Well, while we're waiting for people to call in with their experiences with the COVID vaccine, I'll share another story. A good friend of mine, he works at Town Hall in Norwalk, and he's always never been really well.
Yeah.
He's battled cancer. He's battled a few things over the years.
What happened?
His first shot, Pfizer shot, also just fine. His second shot, he lives, I guess, up his bedroom, whatever, is upstairs, and he had to crawl down the stairs to call 911 because he couldn't breathe.
And, no way.
He's in the hospital. He's not going to be on a respirator or anything else, but because his immune system was shot all those years ago when he had his last cancer regime, that he's having a hard time coping.
And so prayers
go out to Flip. If anybody knows him, it's going to be a long haul for him before he's back and up and running.
So that happened from the second shot.
Happens to the second shot. He has a long, really a terrible history.
What was it? The Pfizer?
Yeah, it was
shot?
The Pfizer. But his immune system, he had gone into remission, I guess is the right word, of cancer, maybe 6 or 7 years ago. That's that long ago.
Yeah.
That he had his last treatments, and it's really doing a whipping on his body. So
that's a shame.
If you've been through chemo, you probably want to bow out. You know, if you've been through radiation, you probably want to bow out of, you know, right now.
Nick wrote, I like that. Nick said, talk about WAP, Cuomo, Pelosi, etc. A disgrace to the Italians.
A disgrace to a state, a disgrace to and many.
Well, listen, Nick, I agree with you. Cuomo should be locked up. He finally got caught up in his lies. Can you imagine? I totally believe one of his ex-workers that came out and claimed sexual harassment against this idiot Cuomo. I totally believe her. Totally believe it's true. She said that he offered her to play strip poker.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what kind of creep does that to a coworker? And he kissed her on the mouth without her permission.
Uh-huh. Well,
and a lot of workers behind his back, and these are close workers to Cuomo, say that he is like, he tries to be like John Gotti, you know, like he rules the state like a gangster. But it turns out he's nothing but a punk. A womanizer and a murderer. He killed all those people in the nursing home. You know, he made the clear decision to take people from a hospital who has COVID and place them in nursing homes where none of them were sick. And that's not a good thing. Not a good thing at all. And I hope that this man either goes to jail, or something's got to happen, because that's crock. You know, you kill these old people because you are so stupid enough to place people with COVID into a nursing home where there was no one who had it. What a sick individual that is. really sick. Listen, guys, call in and tell me what your experiences or what your thoughts are. 203-517-6609. And tell me what your feelings are about what's happening now with this vaccine, whether you're going to get it or not.
Appears to me that Facebook has put a strike through our comments on Facebook.
Did they really?
It does seem that way.
You can't read Nick's comments?
I can see none of them now.
No. Hey, Nick, they censored your comments already. Can you believe? Well, I believe it. You know, what the hell?
I do not.
I believe it because Facebook sucks. In plain English, they censor everything you write on there. They suck.
Oh, I got them back because I complained. Well, tomorrow's a momentous day in the world of politics.
Why?
Trump's going to give his CPAC speech, and let's see if he addresses COVID or what's happening now. Be interesting to see if it's on his playlist for the speech he gives.
Yep.
Did Cuomo get a shot?
I don't know if he did. If they did, they should have shot him in the head with the antiviral medication.
I think Lamont, he's in the under 65 groups. I don't know that he's had his shot yet or not. I'm wondering.
Eric Rofacious book.
Funny. That's very funny.
That's true. That is so true. Nick just wrote, Pompeo gave a great speech a little while ago at CPAC. I was watching it the other day. I saw Donald Trump Jr. get up there and give a speech.
Not the brightest.
Couple of other people. Nah, not stars. Really. You know, of course he's going to, you know, give a pep talk about his dad.
Sure.
It's just sad the way that man was treated. The whole thing's upsetting. It proved that he couldn't drain the swamp because The swamp's too deep.
Well, he started to, you know, the water level went down.
Eric, we'll look forward to your next show. All right, Eric.
All right.
We'll be on every Friday evening at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Two things about COVID. Don't take Advil after your second shot. Tylenol only.
Bye, Eric. Take care.
Tylenol only. Not that I like Tylenol. I think it works for me, but No Advil. Don't do that.
Why not?
It makes the adverse effects of the second shot worse. Tylenol only.
Wow.
Yep. Just a tip.
Nick on Facebook wrote, do you know Facebook censored Frankie Lehman and the teenagers in a post prayer request censored?
No.
That's unbelievable. Unbelievable. I'm going to tell a little story.
This is COVID related?
No.
No.
Nick Fortunato.
Mm-hmm.
I have known this man.
Oh.
Since I was a little kid.
Oh.
And where I lived. Mm-hmm. At the time in Greenwich, Connecticut. And okay, everybody here is Greenwich, Connecticut. This is the poor section of town.
No such thing in Greenwich.
Oh, yes, there is. No. Where I lived, okay? Where I lived is a poor section of town. Well, Nick owned a hobby shop called Nick's Hobby Shop.
Huh.
And, you know, a lot of kids used to go there. He had a lot of cool stuff mm-hmm. for the time that it happened.
Models and trains and stuff.
Real cool stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
And me and my brother mm-hmm. used to go there all the time.
Sure.
And one day, it was a Friday, I skipped school.
Really?
Which I did a lot, you know. And the best place to go, right across from the Sugar Bowl, there was another place called the Sugar Bowl. And Nick's Hobby Shop was across the Sugar Bowl. And the Sugar Bowl had pinball machine in there. It was cool. It was like a candy store, like a... You know, you could buy newspaper, crap like that. But I went into Nick's hobby shop, and here was Nick leaning on a shelf. And I remember he had a little radio, transistor radio. And when I'm talking from the 60s, okay? And Nick was crying.
Oh, why?
President Kennedy got shot and got killed.
Sure.
I will never forget that. That burned in my mind. And I had like a tear in my eye because Nick turned to me and said, Kennedy just died. He got shot. And I'll never forget that. So that's how long I know Nick. He's a good guy. Long time. Good man, Nick. Podbean people, call in and let me know what you think about the vaccine, guys. I'll give you 5 more minutes and we're going to be out of here. 203-517-6609 if you want to call in. Again, like I said, I'm a leery about taking this shot. And it amazes me how, I don't want to say gullible people are, but a lot of people will almost do anything the government tells them to do. You know what? And, you know, who knows? Maybe I'll get the virus and drop dead next week. And then I won't have to worry about going online and creating the Podbean show. You know what we'll call it? Ann will keep it going and it'll call This WAP Is Dead. What else can I say? Okay.
Nick is typing here to tell them about your carrying the cross in Costco.
Oh, Nick. Nick remembers that. I'm going to say it before we go off the air.
All right.
This is what happened. There was a firehouse called the Costco Firehouse. Yeah. It was in Greenwich, Connecticut. Mm-hmm. And ever since I was a kid for years and maybe 40 years before that, every Christmas they would decorate the firehouse and they would put up a cross on the firehouse.
Yes.
And back in the day, it would just be like a white wooden cross. And then as it got more sophisticated later on in years, someone made a nice one that lit up.
Sure, Christmas lights, right.
Well, there was a woman, her name was Levine, and she took the town of Greenwich to court.
Related to Rachel?
No. No, don't that's another case, please. That's another case.
Anyway.
Well, took them to court, and the judge ruled that the cross on the Costco Firehouse was in violation of separation of church and state.
Yes.
And they made them remove it. When I saw that, and this happened to be right before Christmas of this particular year, I was so pissed off. I went and made my own cross. I walked that cross in front of the firehouse for a week straight, nonstop. I must have walked, I don't know, they calculated 300 miles because you couldn't stop because there was a sidewalk there.
Right.
If I stopped,
you would be loitering.
I could be arrested.
Sure.
And, you know, now that Nick brought it up, I don't know if Nick knew this. A lot of people probably did not know this because it wasn't put in the paper. It attracted a lot of people and a lot of news. CNN came and Channel 7, which I was amazed. And the FBI showed up one day and came up to me. And I said, so I can't stop walking. So they walked with me and said, listen, if somebody gives you something to eat, do not eat it.
You're kidding.
No.
Oh, God.
And I said, why? They said, because at the time, it was so odd because the first day I walked across, the newspaper came to me and said, tell me the real reason why you're walking this cross. Is it because you hate Jews? Because the woman happened to be Jewish? I said, I don't give a damn where this woman came from. I don't care what she believes in. This is the principle of the thing. I said, when you take down the mosaic statue of Moses that's in the Supreme Court building that's in there today, holding up the Ten Commandments, when you take In God We Trust off the money, when you stop the president of the United States swearing on a Bible, then I won't be out here walking because you're in violation of your own rules. So how dare you remove the cross off the firehouse and say it's in violation of separation church and state when you're in violation of your own rules?
Mm-hmm.
So that ended that story.
Well, it didn't end the story because Nick says His question is, didn't the woman leave town right after the cross came down?
Well, Nick's correct. And what happened? And you know, Nick, that you brought this up, let me tell you what happened. The neighbors of this particular woman erected crosses on both sides of the lawn.
Funny.
Every time they saw her in the store or the supermarket, she was in the food mart at one time.
Sure.
They spit on her. And that was wrong.
Sure.
It's wrong.
Yes.
You know what happened?
Putting crosses in your lawn isn't, though. That's funny.
I would say the fourth day or the fifth day I walked across early in the morning. This woman pulls up to the firehouse in her car, rolls down the window, and she goes, do you know who I am? I said, no, I don't know who you are. She goes, I'm Mrs. Levine. I'm the person who had the cross removed. She said, how dare you do this? She said, do you know the way they're treating me in this town? I have to move.
Wow.
I said, I feel sorry for you. You should have never took the cross down. Should have left it alone. It wasn't bothering you. And I said, listen, if this was the Star of David on the firehouse, I would be walking that today. And then she left. Mm-hmm. Another sad thing.
Good thing she didn't give you anything to eat.
I wouldn't have eaten. And the other sad thing about this whole situation, probably Nick doesn't know this either. Mm-hmm. The priest from St. Mary's up the street in Riverside.
A Christian church?
Catholic.
At
the time, St. Mary's. Come on.
Well, I don't know.
Well, at the time, came down early in the morning again.
Sure.
So nobody would see him.
Oh.
He pulled up and he said, God bless you, my son, for doing this. I said, that's great. I said, listen, why don't you get out the car and walk with me a little bit? He said, no, I can't do that. Because if they saw me do this, I wind up losing my job.
Really? That doesn't make any sense.
I said, get the F back up the hill, you hypocrite Judas. Get back up the hill and go in the church. You're worthless.
Oh, Lord.
Worthless. That's another situation. Don't let me get started.
Another
on
podcast.
On the Catholic Church.
Another podcast. We can work on that.
Yeah, another. And we're going to do a podcast on the Catholic Church.
Probably Facebook will allow that.
A lot of people are not going to like this, but this is a little preview before we sign off.
During Lent. Perfect. Huh?
Yes, during Lent. Did anyone know, out there during World War II, you had the most brutal person on earth at the time, Adolf Hitler, killing Jews left and right. And not only Jews, I believe he killed more than 6 million Jews. Personally, I say it was over 10, maybe near 15 million.
All right, another day.
Did you know that he worked a deal out with the Vatican that he would not invade the Vatican and steal all their riches as long as if he needed the Vatican? And what does the Vatican do after the war?
But
they hid all the top Nazi soldiers and shipped them out to different countries. They snuck them out of the country before they would get executed. That's just a little part of what the Vatican has done wrong. It's a shame, a total shame as what they did. Total shame. Someone's writing, inbox me. Oh, they want Nick to do that.
Kazim is anxious to talk to Nick, I guess.
Yes.
All right. Well, as a loop back to our conversation here in Connecticut, we're number four in the nation in terms of vaccinating people, you know, per capita. And Lord & Taylor's in Stamford, which tomorrow is their last day open as a store, is going to become a massive vaccination center. We will have three then in the state, one in Bridgeport, one in Hartford, and one in Stamford.
Wow.
So as more people have become eligible for the vaccine, like your experience today, they won't have to wait as long. So giant vaccination center opening on Monday in Stamford at the old Lord & Taylor store. Just good to know.
Now that starts with people, what the age group is it?
55 to 64. I think open enrollment starts on Monday.
Okay, so people could sign up.
Starting Monday.
And when do you think they're going to do the general public? Do they have any idea?
Well, they go by stats. I think I read May 15th. Everybody 55 and under who is going to be vaccinated will be, and then they're going to open it up because they have to do teachers who are younger than 55. There are a lot of groups that are included in that 55 to 64 group. All sorts of workers, people who service workers of all kinds that work in retail stores, teachers, postal workers, everybody is included. So general public outright with no qualifications, I do believe in Connecticut is going to be around May 15th.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, like I said, I can get this tomorrow, but I'm not going to get it yet.
I know.
It's just too early for me.
Yep.
I need to see some more facts and see what happens.
Right. Good
as
tomorrow.
Time goes on. All right, people, listen. Every Friday night we're on. Fridays at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And don't miss my next show. It's going to be a doozy. A doozy.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to tell you what it is, though.
No.
You got to tune in and listen. Listen, guys, follow me on Podbean. Podbean is an excellent app. It's free. We're also on Facebook Live right now. We're on iHeartRadio. We're on YouTube. We're booming out there. We're booming. But follow me. You guys want to keep me on? Follow me. Download all my episodes if you want to keep me on. I don't ask for money. This is a free show, okay? I encourage people to call, type in. I'll read your answers live on the air. Listen, guys, Nick said, Felix, I'll send you some info on the vaccination. Send it to me, Nick. All right, guys, be safe out there. Wear a mask because that does work. Don't touch your eyes, your nose, your mouth, or your ears. Wash your hands for at least 20 seconds. And I know what I'm talking about because I worked in nursing homes for 30 years. Always wash your hands as many times as you can and stay the hell away from people. 6 feet, don't cut it. I believe it's 8 to 9 feet. Stay away from people. I'm taking you out with my favorite song. Oh, yeah. Say la luna met somebody. All right, guys. Any last word, co-host?
Be safe. Do your homework. Get the vaccine if you want to and can.
All right, guys. Peace.